Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here, and we are at a very special place this morning in Morrisville, the ever-growing Morrisville in Wake County. We are at Briar Point, and it is a luxury resort retirement community. And if you don't believe it, just walk in the front door. Brother Rufus, good morning to
you.
Well,
I'm about to go to sleep with that.
I know. We have a waterfall
over there. Well, yeah, it reminds me of something else, but I'm not going to say that on the radio.
It's very calming.
And, well, I think they do everything here except you don't do dental work. That's about it, I guess.
I don't know.
No dental work.
No dental work.
I've never seen a place like this.
I
look back in that cafeteria. And yum, yum.
No, you got donuts right here, Rufus. You can start with this, and then we'll make our way over. Gerald Adams is former governor's gardener.
Former a lot of things.
You former a lot of things because you're retired.
Now you're talking about me.
All right, well, I mean, I guess, but you're still working.
Can't keep a job.
Well, Centennial Campus, you oversaw that, and the Chancellor's Residence and Governor's Mansion, and that's a lot.
It was
a lot of highfalutin people, a lot of egos.
So, oh, ain't nothing to those kind of people.
I know. I know. I deal with them all the time. But, so great to have you with us this morning. It's we're getting a little more rain. You know, it dries out so quickly here, especially in the sandier areas. It's nice to have some rain every once in a while.
It is. We started out the summer super hot and super dry. Then we went into the monsoon season after that.
Yeah, we did.
And then it dried back out, and we had a nice cool week and thought, you know, oh, fall's right around the corner. Then it went to 90-some degrees the next week, and when it gets 90 degrees, it just doesn't take long to dry the soil out.
No, it doesn't. And it's very hard on plants. Barry Hirscher is with us, and he oversees this beautiful operation. Thank you, Barry, for having us out here. It's a real honor. It's a nice place.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you coming here and sharing this time with us.
We were talking about you've been here about a year, and you know, the landscaping. You're developing the landscaping here, among many, many other things, and that, like everything, is a challenge.
Yes, it is.
With the weather in North Carolina, and we've had one hurricane, tropical storm type activity, but there may be more to come, so we may have a lot more rain. And October, I think, is traditionally one of our drier months. Who knows what's going to happen, but that's what we have to deal with here in North Carolina. But please, Barry, tell us about this unbelievable place you have here.
Well, we're owned by a company called Resort Lifestyle Communities. We have 62 locations nationwide, and they all are just like this. We have a program where residents can travel to any location and stay and eat the meals and enjoy the fun at no additional cost. And so they all look the same. So when the person walks into a new building, they don't get lost. It all looks the same. And
that's brilliant.
And so basically it's a free vacation for whoever would like to take advantage of it that's a resident.
And they can go there and stay if they go to Florida or wherever.
Yes, we had a couple, a married couple that moved in. They went to Florida and they stayed at each one of our six locations over about a 3.5 week period.
Man.
And never paid hotel or restaurant.
Wow.
Nice. A lot of amenities. We're not far from your dining area. And the folks are already lining up for that. I see a chef in there, and it looks like quite an operation. I'm sure the food is great here.
We have a system we call Freedom Dining, and basically a lot of locations, you know, you have to be there at a certain time for the meals, or you have to make reservations or whatever. Ours, you can come any time during the set. Like breakfast is from 7:30 to 9. You come any time between 7:30 and 9. Order your breakfast, eggs cooked to order, and whatever the special is for that day. But then, like, for lunch and dinner, we have a choice of every meal. We have two vegetables, a starch, and two proteins. Then we have, you can order a hamburger, a pizza, a veggie burger, a sandwich, whatever. And so you can choose that as well. Or if you're really hungry, you can have all that and then go to the soup and salad bar and have some soup and salad and fresh fruit.
Man.
So that's available for every meal, every lunch, and every dinner.
It is. So, who's the youngest person you have here? Do you have and the oldest?
The youngest just barely moved in this week. He's 55 years old. That's our minimum age.
Right.
He's got some back issues, and so he struggles to get around a little bit. But he still works. He's got an IT system set up in his apartment. And then our oldest is 96, I believe. And she's still moving around and joking and having fun and enjoying living here.
Yeah. I'm sure that you have lots of activities here.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We have, games like bingo and card games and beanbag baseball and cornhole and volleyball and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
I saw your theater, too, back there.
Theater?
That is luxurious.
Yes,
oh, wow.
We have a 150-seat theater, and we also use that for an auditorium. So we bring guests in to perform and things like that. So, like,
right.
If you want to come back in October, you can see Elvis.
Elvis?
Oh.
Rufus met Elvis.
Oh, he did.
And gave him an attorney general's badge. What year was that, Rufus?
Well, that was
like 78.
His last
appearance. No, I mean, it could have been 78.
In Winston-Salem.
So it was the early 70s, mid-70s.
I was courting my wife, and I wanted to sort of impress her, and so I said, how would you like to go to an Elvis concert? She said, well, yeah. And we went up there. And she said, well, where are your tickets? And I said, well, how would you like to sit on the stage? So I had arranged that. And Elvis put on quite a show, and I gave him an honorary North Carolina Attorney General badge.
Does he like badges?
He loved badges.
Yeah.
And I think this is the only time I ever impressed my wife.
Was Elvis friendly?
She said, I shook Elvis's hand.
Was he friendly?
Oh, he was very friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Told you, the guy knows everybody.
Knows everybody,
Barry.
Yeah.
So you're going to have Elvis here. Do y'all travel around? Do y'all have outings here, any?
A little bit. We don't go real far, but on Fridays we have an outing day where we put them on the bus and they can go to a museum or to the park or to the lake or to a very nice restaurant, things like that. So we do outings like that that are pretty close, not real far away, but pretty close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I assume if somebody wanted to go to a symphony in Raleigh, you could arrange that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you have activities directors and all of that here?
Yeah,
who plan things?
Our lifestyle director, her name is Joy, and she takes care of all the activities and things like that for them. And And then also on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we take him to the doctor's appointments.
Yeah. Right. That's wonderful. And I guess if anybody needs anything medical here, y'all are ready.
Well, we don't have any medical people on staff. It's by regulation of the government, we can't be in. We're known as independent living.
Right.
And so we're not allowed to have people on staff, but we do have people that rent spaces in our community here. So we have a caregiving company, Synergy, that they rent space here for us on the first floor.
Wow.
On the second floor, we have a physical therapy company. They're called 33 Health, and they provide physical therapy not only for people who maybe have fallen and gotten injured, but people who just want to stay stronger and
right.
keep their legs
yeah.
stronger.
Right, yeah. I mean, physical therapy is just a marvelous, marvelous thing. It helps people of all ages.
Right, right.
So,
did I hear that you have a pharmacy here?
Yes, we have. Well, it's not a pharmacy. It's a general store, but it's operated by a pharmacist. And so the residents can bring their prescriptions to him. He will take them and get them filled at his pharmacy and bring them back, and then he'll deliver them to them in their apartments.
Wow.
Man. Oh, it's just a place to relax, isn't it?
It is.
It's a resort.
I feel better already.
Well, what would I do, though, if I needed to garden? Oh, my
well,
goodness.
There, I see a lot of garden space around here.
We got plenty of room for you to garden any place you want.
Well, now Gerald and I have a suggestion outside. We saw where your downspouts go right in that landscape.
Mm-hmm.
We suggest that you move the downspouts,
or to divert the water.
The water.
Yeah.
Hook,
yep.
Hook a drainage
right.
pipe to them.
Put
the water
to the
parking lot.
And that's something y'all are working on the landscaping, because this is a new place.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So and we've had a lot of crazy weather. So you're working with landscapers here.
Yes.
So it's really something. Barry, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you some more as much as you. I mean, you can stay, or I'm sure you have a lot of things to do. But we want to talk to you a lot more, and also Patricia, who is with us, or anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whomever. Yeah, we're glad.
I'll let you talk to some of our residents that might be willing to come
that,
talk
that
to you.
That would be wonderful. We're glad. We're just glad to be here.
We're glad to have you here. Appreciate
thank you,
you
Barry.
Coming.
All right, 919-860-9783. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener. We are at Briar Point, which is a gorgeous retirement community here, 55-plus independent living in Morrisville. We're on McCrimmon Parkway. And, we're very near the airport. So that's convenient, too. But Morrisville has a lot going for it. Its location, and, they have built the place from the ground up. It's kind of like Knightdale, Gerald. I mean, y'all had a country store. You actually did have a little teeny downtown there at one time. But the downtown is in a different place now. But they have built from the ground up here in Morrisville. It's very impressive.
Cricket fields in Morrisville.
They do. They have everything, and they're so close to Raleigh and Durham and Chapel Hill. It's just really ideal. I'm sure that they have a backlog of people who want to live here. 919-860-9783. So Rufus, have you been gardening any this week? I haven't.
I certainly have. Picking up debris from all those rains, changing out some of the annuals. Some things get a little bit peaky right now, and Gerald can suggest some things this time of year. The sun patients have done so well, Gerald, that whoever invented that has my kudos. How do you say that?
Kudos.
Kudos, yeah. I better get straight here.
Take another sip of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Eat a donut.
And mainly getting ready to clean out all the fall debris and get ready for the pansies and the snaps.
And yeah. And, we're planting them later and later, Gerald.
Yeah, it really seems that, the September heat has moved on into October. You know, it used to be I would start planting pansies and snaps, you know, sometimes the 20th of September, 25th of September. And now some years it seems like it's October 7th or 10th before I think it's finally cooled off. Pansies can take warm weather during the day, but they do not like a 70-degree low at night. They they want some cooler nighttime temperatures.
As we all do.
Yep. And, and they can balance that with a little warmth during the day. And it just seems that we, you know, we just takes a little longer for us finally to get that little bit of fall that we get.
I'm just as picky as a pansy. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Gerald, I want you to know that Confederate rose you gave me, that may be politically incorrect today, but it's still a Confederate rose, is doing well, grown about 4 feet.
They can grow how tall?
Probably at 3 years of age, 10 foot tall and maybe six to eight foot wide.
I can beat that with the first one you gave me, which is about 12 years old. I'll go 15 feet on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at that with that kind of age. They are a happy, easy-to-grow plant that doesn't have about the only issue they ever have. Japanese beetles might eat on the leaves some during the summertime, but that seems to be about it. Mm-hmm. Not quite blooming yet, though, are they?
No, they wait until about right before frost.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of years it's October before you ever see a bloom on them.
Right. All right, we have, let's see, George and Kenley. George, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning. Enjoy your show.
George, how's everything in Kenley this morning? I love Kenley. My wife, when she was her first year as a teacher, she was at two or three different schools, and before she got an apartment in Selma, she lived in a room in a lady's house in Kenley. So I remember visiting that because I was courting her a long time ago. And also the occasions were I'm a girl watcher. That's where those boys are from.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Kenley Speedway.
Oh, wow. They were all in my high school graduating class.
Oh my gosh! Well, I mean that's really something. They really made it big.
George, do you ever remember somebody named Gilbert Whitley
when we first started? And then I got drafted, and they went on to big time.
Oh my!
Well, you served our country, so you went on to big time too. Rufus, who was that?
I one time had a friend, George, named Gilbert Whitley, years ago, who was the mayor of Kenley for a little while.
Oh, he was mayor for a long time. Great guy.
Yeah, he ran a furniture shop, as I recall.
Yeah.
Well,
he was a great guy. Gave his heart, life, and soul to this town.
Yeah, a real public servant. How can we help you this morning, George?
I have a good stand of St. Augustine grass. But it is not very green. What can I put on it to green it up?
Well, as they say in Nash County, some iron. They don't really say that. Iron, would that be ironite, something like that, or what do you think?
Yeah, or in nitrogen. How often do you fertilize it?
Once a year.
Yeah, it probably on the... St. Augustine doesn't take as much nitrogen to be happy as, say, Bermuda or Zoysia. But if you have a year like, you know, the last 6 weeks where all of a sudden we just get a crazy amount of rain in a short period of time, you know, 5-plus inches and all that, it kind of flushes out that nitrogen that you have in the soil. So I would probably – I don't know if you'll get a lot of benefit out of doing it now, because, you know, you kind of is slowing down growing as the nights start getting cooler. And we are probably, you know, 6 to 8 weeks from a frost and a freeze that will send it dormant. But I probably would fertilize it twice a year, maybe soon as when it first greens up, hopefully in, you know, sometime in May. And maybe I would come in and fertilize it again all around August the 1st or sometime in July. And I think you'll see that that will keep it greener for you. I just don't think if you were to go out and fertilize it now, I don't know that it would do you much good this year.
Okay.
It would green it up, but it's only going to green it up for a few weeks.
Okay.
George, there is a if you'll go to Turf Files, it's two words, one name, basically, Turf Files. It's part of NC State University, and they have a calendar for all the types of grasses that we grow around, the long grasses, and they would have one for St. Augustine, and that will tell you when to do what and how much. There's all kinds of information on there, too, since you can't call Gerald every time you need him.
How long have you had that St. Augustine grass?
20 years or more.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's good.
St. Augustine is making a cut. You've probably got what was the Raleigh variety of St. Augustine. NC State's just released a new variety in the last couple of years, and St. Augustine is making a comeback because it can take a little bit more shade. Well, no, it can take a lot more shade than Bermuda or even Zoysia can, and it's pretty low maintenance, as you found out. But I think any summer where we have a big rain event, you're probably going to have to fertilize it twice that summer instead of just the one time at the beginning.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah. Well, George, you still have a lot of antique shops in Henley?
Do you still have antique shops down there?
Yeah, there's a couple. One is a big consignment store, but if you haven't been lately, we're growing now. We're getting the overrun from Raleigh. And if you haven't ever been through it, there's a truck stop. And it is like walking into a mall. It's much bigger than any Walmart you would ever go into.
Good gracious.
You can do your Christmas shopping. There are five restaurants in there. I mean, that thing is fantastic.
Wow, that's fabulous. Well, you folks deserve it. It's a nice area.
Yeah. Well,
George, you take it easy, buddy, and you call us again, all right?
I will, and thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. If nothing else, just check in every once in a while. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Gerald Adams.
Nice lady named Audrey.
Harrison's with us. Audrey's walking around this morning, enjoying things here. We're on the radio, Audrey, so we're don't cut up too much. No, you can hoop and holler if you want to. It's kind of too early for that, I guess, to some people. But we have news coming up. We'll talk to Barry Moore and Patricia and several people here as we watch people eat over in the their dining area here. That I mean, it looks fabulous. It really does. The whole place does. Come visit. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We'll talk about the giveaways coming up. We're back at WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here. The station is 100 years old this year. The official date, you know, I don't think anybody is really sure. It's like late September, early October. So I think we've kind of chosen the last week in September. So we're very close to that. We are at Briar Point Resort Community, independent living in Morrisville, and 55 plus here. And it is quite a place and a varied clientele here, including Burke Uzzle. Mr. Uzzle, what an honor to meet you. If you could hold it. He is a photographer par excellence. He I don't know if this is this the only book you've ever done, or photographic book, or is this one of many? Five books. This is, I don't know that we can hear him very well. We're going to, yeah, can you put, let's see if we can put that headset on. Yeah, for some reason that microphone's not working. But it is a, while he's doing that, this is a tremendous book. Mr. Uzzle is been a photographer for decades. Oh, my gosh, look at all of that.
Incredible book.
Yeah. And I understand that you photographed, oh, here's another one. Look at that. I understand that you were a photographed Martin Luther King's funeral, Woodstock.
Yes, I've had a good day.
You, I would say you have. What are those some of your biggest memories? What are some of your best memories of photography? What were some of the shots and locations that you're happiest you were there?
I was hired by Life magazine when I was 23.
Wow.
The youngest photographer they had ever hired. And that became my education. I hated school.
Yeah.
I get claustrophobia in classrooms. To this day, I break out in a sweat even going into a damn classroom. I don't want to be in. I don't want to be in jail.
I understand.
I want to be free to find things.
You don't have to. You don't have to go to school necessarily to be learned.
What?
You don't have to go to school to be learned and educated.
Well, when you work for Life magazine and they send you over to Vietnam or to Cambodia or to do a story on learning how to be a bullfighter in Spain.
Oh, a bullfight in Spain.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. Life magazine spent the money to teach me enough Spanish to travel with the kids who want to be bullfighters, who they're called Malatias.
Uh-huh.
Malatia means little muleta, and those little characters travel around, sleep in boxcars, beg for food, which I did with them. I was required to live their life with them in order for the pictures to be authentic. So that's what I did.
So you traveled around the world.
Huh?
You traveled around the world.
Yes, indeed. Well, not all around the world.
Yeah.
But then I became a member of a photographic agency called Magnum, which is headquarters mostly in Paris.
Wow.
So I spent an awful lot of time living in Paris.
Did you go to Hollywood?
No. I am Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, you go. That's right. So how did you end up in Wilson? You lived in Wilson for a while. Where are you from originally?
Born in Raleigh.
Oh, wow. How many people can say that? I mean, a lot of people in Raleigh, but not a lot born there that I know anymore. So you left Raleigh and went where? New York?
Well, I left Raleigh and I've lived all over the state.
Yeah.
And lived really in a lot of places in the country.
Yeah.
A lot of years in Florida, which I absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Except for the politics there now.
Yeah, I understand. Well, there are politics everywhere. It's
politics.
Either you're either for or against no matter where you go. So you ended up in Wilson, and now here. And what a beautiful place this is.
Yeah, I have. Well, this almost would have to be. This place has set me free in many ways.
What a nice thing to say.
Oh, my.
It has set my soul free.
Yeah.
In a way that I never thought could happen.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
And you're still photographing. You still, do you use film cameras?
No, all digital.
All digital now.
And I have an incredible studio just down the hall.
How about that? They have everything here, including a famous photographer.
Well, when I moved here, I says, I know you call yourself a retirement community. I am not going to retire until I die.
There you go.
There's no point.
Everybody should be like that.
So they said, sure, you move on here. We'll look after you. We'll give you good food and a good workout room. And
people to take care of you.
Yeah, they know. Well, they are real people these days.
What a testimonial.
Yeah.
It's such an honor to meet you.
Well, I'll tell you, when I've been hurt, and I've been hurt a lot in my life, that guy there put me in his personal car and hung out in the waiting room while I waited for the doctor to see me.
How nice.
He just looked after me as if he were my brother.
Yeah.
And in a way, you kind of have to feel that he is.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of...
He has a wife who's dynamite.
Well, Burke...
His wife's name is his wife.
Taking photographs, and I hope it's for a long, long time.
By the way, I was in your place down the road a few days ago and had a nice long interview with your man there.
Oh, very good.
And a very nice man. Great interview.
Thank you, Burke, very much.
No, we're happy. I'm always happy to.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for being
you
who you are.
Well, we're something. We don't know what. We're trying to figure it out. I'd like to be a good photographer.
Well, don't figure it out. The joy is in not figuring it out.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Burke Uzzell.
Be brave with your heart. My life is about music. I think your photography is music. I like humor a lot, but I don't like kitsch.
Uh-huh.
So I try to do fun things.
That's good. That's as we do.
But not corny bull baloney stuff.
Yeah. But thank you very much. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. It's 8:45. We'll take a break, and we're going to talk about, of course, this lovely place, Briar Point in Marsville, and many other things. Take your gardening questions, 919-860-9783. By the way, a free chef-made fresh pie for the first three people to come into our community. A free two-day stay at our hospitality suite here at Briar Point, including meals for the first person to call our front desk to schedule a tour with Patricia. We'll mention this. We'll keep mentioning this. Gift basket for the first three people to schedule a tour between Saturday and Sunday. Come on, take a look at the place. And there'll be a toss of football to score some other prizes here, too, at Briar Point. Here in Marsville, it's 5911 McCrimmon Parkway. If you have GPS, and everybody does, 5911 McCrimmon Parkway in Marsville. More of The Weekend Gardener coming up. It's 8:46. We're back. We're back on WPTF. With a Weekend Gardener, Briar Point 55, independent living resort, luxury, it's all here. Wow, I mean, we just met a very famous person. And if you're a photographer, if you're a serious photographer, you, you certainly know this name, but Burke Uzzell is one of the most famous photographers who's ever lived, apparently. He has been everywhere, filmed, you know, he's been to Vietnam, he's at Woodstock, all over. And they were political. They went to Martin Luther King's, filmed Martin Luther King's or took photos at his funeral. And I see photos of Bobby Kennedy and on his campaign. And wow, what an extraordinary photojournalist. And I'm sure he's interviewed a lot of people too. I wish we'd had more time to talk to him, but it was so nice of him to. I mean, it was opportune for us that he stopped by. I'm sorry that I didn't know he was here and have one of his books. I should have gotten his autograph anyway.
By the way, Mike, our friend the Whip Jr. Is in the hospital in Burlington.
Is he okay?
His appendicitis burst on him.
Oh, wow.
But he's doing well.
Okay.
And we wish him the best.
Absolutely. One of the fine police officers in Mebane. And so it burst, huh?
Yep.
I can be serious. I'm glad
he said
he's
we won't have to worry
care.
About that again. But he told me, he said, well, it's gone, but it sure is painful.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And our friend Rusty Mangum. Rusty was at the house yesterday. He's a faithful Weekend Gardener listener.
Morning, Rusty. I hope you're up.
And said his Rose of Sharon was doing beautifully. He's the one who had dogs that ate his plants.
What do they prefer?
Anything he had.
Wow. Maybe he needs to cook some vegetables for him.
I gave him a hellebore one time, and I forgot to ask him if the dog ate hellebore, because they are poison.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want that. We might be talking to one of their star gardeners here at some point, and we look forward to that. But there are a lot of and some great giveaways here. And, you know, it's not going to take a whole lot of effort to win them. A free chef-made fresh pie for the first three people to come into the beautiful community here in Morrisville. Free two-day stay in their hospitality suite. And you heard Barry talking about if you live here, if you're a resident here, they have 62 properties across the country. And if you go to Florida, for instance, as a couple recently did, they have six there, and they stayed at all six of them. They ate free, they slept free, and had the run of the place, and no extra charge, just for being a resident here. I mean, that's what a perk. And there are lots of them here. So that's something that you can win. So be the first person to call the front desk, to schedule a tour with Patricia. And you really need to come out and consider this gorgeous place. Gift basket for the first three people to schedule a tour between Saturday and Sunday. So there's just some opportunities for you to come out and also get a prize. We're at 5911 McCrimmon Parkway in Morrisville. And I don't know if this is the main drag through here. Airport Boulevard, of course, that's where we exited off of 40. Took a left and then took a right on McCrimmon. And then you just drive down and on McCrimmon, and you'll see this gorgeous place. And Barry said they're all laid out exactly the same. So when a resident visits another facility, I mean, it looks exactly the same. So they know where they are. They know where the restrooms are. They know where the dining areas are and so forth. And how to get around. How nice. Just the small things like that turn out to be big things. 919-860-9783. Continuing with the grass thing, we're thinking more about fescue right now. And we are getting a little rain today, so that will help anybody here in September that needs to renovate their fescue lawn, which is a yearly, sometimes twice a year.
85% of the people that have fescue.
Yeah. Spend more money on that fescue lawn. And how do they do that, Gerald?
Well, I think the first thing you should have already done, which was check your soil to see if it needed lime. If the pH gets out of whack, any fertilizer you put on there is just not going to work until you get it back where it's not, the soil's not acidic, and that's what lime does.
Yeah.
Still not too late to do, but that's not a overnight thing. It takes weeks for the lime to get into soil and go to work. But other than that, one, if you've got weeds in your fescue, you need to kill those first, because you do not want to be spraying over the young fescue that pops up. So getting the weeds out of the way would be first, and then it comes to a matter of most of the time of just aerating and sowing seed. A lot of people have to do their whole yard. Some people that are fortunate have only got some spots to do. Sometimes you may have an area where the soil has just got too compacted, or maybe it's a little up under a tree and the roots are competing with it. You may need to bring in a little topsoil or a little black cow to amend that, because those roots have got to have some soil to get established in. But fescue is, you know, easy to germinate and come up. And historically, Mike mentioned earlier, October's usually known as one of the driest months here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And that's true, because if you wait till late September to sow your grass seed, you may have to put a little water on it manually, because we seem to get so little rainfall in October. So it doesn't take much, but it's going to take a little water to get those seed to pop up. And those first 30 days are probably the most critical for the new fescue seed.
Okay. All right. Well, it's would you normally tell people who are, we've got a lot of weeds, for instance, to just go ahead and disc it up and just renovate?
Well, I mean, it
got about 20 seconds.
Depends on the percentage of weeds. If you've got 75% weeds, kill it all and start over. But
yeah,
if you only got, 30% weeds, they're pretty easy to kill. Going to be some bare places where they die. Work out perfect to reseed.
All right, very good. Okay, we've already gone through an hour here of the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're at Briar Point, 5911 McCrimmon Parkway, Morrisville, Luxury Retirement Living, Resort Retirement Living, here on WPTF.